Well, today we have a guest joining us here by phone. We're going to talk about the program Moving Veterans Forward. And Dewey Meyer from Avoca is with us here this morning as part of that program. Dewey, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you very much. Let's talk a little bit about Moving Veterans Forward. How did you get involved with this organization?
Moving Veterans Forward helped me out probably about 4.5, maybe 5 years ago. I had started struggling with some medical situation due to a car accident that pretty much disabled me. Well, I had lost pretty much everything I had, and as I was regaining ground and I got into a lease for an apartment, I met Ron with Moving Veterans Forward, and he fully furnished my apartment for me.
Wow.
Turned it into a house.
Wow, excellent. Talk a little bit about the organization then. What is the organization about?
Okay, what we actually do is we go around and pick up mildly used furniture, anything that would go into a single bedroom or a studio apartment. We then turn around and we take it to our warehouse and we set it up kind of like a storeroom or something, you know, like for people to go in and actually shop for furniture. We then allow the veterans to come down and they pick whatever furniture they would like to have for their new apartment or home, whatever they've got for housing. We then turn around and move that furniture to them free of, and place it in their house or apartment free of charge. Just as a thank you for your service. And we work out as a stepping stone for the guys that have been struggling with different medical issues. We try to give them a place they're proud of.
Absolutely. Everybody's situation is a little bit different, and sometimes the situation chooses us. We don't choose it, right?
You're 100% right. You know, a lot of the guys, they're battling inner demons and, you know, from stuff that they've seen in combat. You know, there's a whole array of different issues, you know, medical and psychological that the guys run into. And we try to just comfort them and make their apartment a home for them. To give them the surroundings that they want to deal with. And it gives them a couple of different things. You know, it gives them more purpose in their life because they're sitting there going, hey, I'm actually allowed to pick the stuff that I want. And then that helps them on so many levels. A lot of the guys, you know, for instance, like, when I help a guy or when we help a guy, a lot of the guys will say, hey, you got anything for me to do that I can help give back? So I'll oftentimes incorporate them guys into coming with me in the trucks and involving them and going around and picking up the furniture and stuff, which then gives them purpose, that gives them meaning in their life.
Is that kind of how you got started as a volunteer?
Yeah, I was sitting there looking at myself because with the head injury that I have, there's about 1 month out of three that I can't work because of the head injury and stuff, and I'm having migraine headaches to the point where it's making me sick and, you know, that kind of thing. Well, getting a guy to, you know, keeping a job when you have to call in 1 month out of three, that just doesn't work out very well. Mm-hmm. So what I've found is, you know, this gives me something to do. I can push myself both mentally and physically, you know, as far as getting myself in better physical shape, which then in turn, it gives me a different outlook on life, you know, to where it's a lot more of a positive life rather than sitting there depressed and, you know, upset with what's going on. You can now go out and help people, and it turns a lot of people 180 degrees, puts them back on the right path.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. When it comes to the furniture itself, the organization takes donations from anyone.
Yes. I run one of the delivery trucks and I do the scheduling for the truck. So normally our move days are on Mondays or on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm sorry. And then what I try to do is I schedule pickups on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then after I'm done delivering furniture on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I try to schedule pickups. So that way it gives us a couple more hours to hang out, you know. And a good portion of it's just hanging around with people that you're comfortable with.
Absolutely.
You know, they that a lot of the veterans look at, you know, they're in their shell shock, not wanting to go discuss their situation with your average person on the street, where if you're coming into a group of veterans in a veterans organization like we have, you're dealing with a bunch of other veterans that have had similar, maybe not identical, but similar circumstances as you do. And it opens up a lot of different, you know, communication levels. And the guys will, you know, they'll be just, something will be bothering them. They can talk to me, and I'll say, well, hey, have you ever tried this organization or this, you know, this group may help you out with that kind of thing. You know, have you ever looked into this? And, you know, it opens a lot of different avenues for different veterans and their struggles.
You bet. Well, and it provides some dignity this way, too, because they have something that they can be proud of. And in some cases, you're dealing with families, too, right?
Yes, sir. As far as the number of veterans that we move, we normally kind of keep track of the family, but we always count the veterans. Now, we've moved veterans that have had four or five kids. We've moved veterans that it's a husband, wife, and you know, and one or two kids. And, you know, the overwhelming response of the veterans when you're willing to help them get a leg up on life again, they're just forever grateful.
I'm sure.
So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that are hidden, but it's actually helping the veterans.
Yeah, and there's no special time of the year for this. This service is needed all the time.
Yes, and I mean, we're into our busy time of season right now with it getting cold, because a lot of the veterans, they don't want to ask for help. So the, you know, oh, I'm all right. I can sleep out here on the park bench, or I can sleep under the bridge or whatever, rather than going in and asking for help. Well, now that it's starting to get cold out, them guys are, you know, they're running into other medical issues, and they're required to get help.
Yeah.
We try, you know, and it, you know, it's just with the weather alone, it's tough on everybody.
You bet. How do you get in touch then with these veterans? If they're a little hesitant to maybe ask for the assistance, how do you find them? How do you do it? Do you work through churches or organizations, family members?
Our typical move days when we move a veteran, the veterans are normally either like the VA has what's called a HUD-VASH program, which is kind of like a Section 8 housing program. Well, once they're into the program, then they have a caseworker, and their caseworker works like a liaison to help them coordinate everything to get out there to us and, you know, to further assist them in getting set up. We also deal with corporations like Blue Valley and Salvation Army, Lutheran Family Services have sent some veterans out to us. There's a whole array of different homeless organizations to us. We've also taken, like, our information is on a pegboard down at New Visions, which is a homeless shelter for guys and women both. But we put our information up down there, and I have veterans call me and say, hey, I was reading this information down at New Visions. Is there any way you guys can help me with furniture? And then I turn around and I schedule and say, yeah, sure, you know, come to be at this address at this point in time, and we'll get you hooked up. There's also at other points in times when the guys will call me and they're like, well, I don't have a vehicle or a way to get there. And I said, well, I'll get up 15, 20 minutes earlier than normal, and they'll swing by and pick you up, and I'll bring you out there with me then.
Great.
And then they'll bring them out there. We'll load their stuff up, and we'll go ahead and move it to their new place. And we try to give them enough stuff that they can suffice for about a month on their own. We have a canned goods style food pantry. We try to give them enough personal hygiene items, because anybody that's ever been on like food stamps or something like that, you cannot buy personal hygiene items off of food stamps. So when the veterans only have food stamps for an income, well, now they can get food, but they can't brush their teeth, or they can't, you know, have toilet paper or cleaning supplies to keep their place clean. So we also accept that kind of stuff. As far as donation wise.
Sure. Well, I guess that takes me to the other prong in this. You've got to have folks donating items and things to the organization. Then how would folks go about doing that?
If it's stuff that you can transport to us, that's always easier on us, because then I don't have to schedule the trucks to come get it. But we're right there based in Papillion. We're working on actually getting a storage unit or two set up out there in like Denison, Iowa, or possibly like the Avoca area, of which people could then, we could have somebody out there like a satellite location. If there happens to be a veteran out in that area that needs furniture, we can let them pick out of the stuff in that storage unit. Or we, you know, or when I have that storage unit full or whatever, and I need to do it, I call it an aisle run, then I can go out and do one big loop and hit several stops and come back with a full truckload.
Excellent. Well, I know you help a lot of veterans in both the Nebraska and Iowa areas. And like you said, especially this time of the year where it's getting cold outside, we all need a place to call home. And it's nice to have an organization that's looking out for these folks who have been looking out for us. Moving Veterans Forward is the name of the organization.
Yes, sir. And we do have a website that's got all of our contact information on it. That website is MVFNE.org. And that will kind of give that if people would like to read up a little bit on us and see kind of our history, it's got a little introduction about us and that kind of thing. But it does have all of our contact information on it. So you can get with us, and if we need to schedule a pickup or whatever, you can find us on there. It's also got a links on there if people would like to donate money towards us to help us, because none of us are paid. We are all, most of us are veterans, but we're all volunteers. We just do this to help the vets.
Very good. Lots of ways for folks to be able to help out in this season of caring. Very good. Well, Dewey, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for all your efforts, too, in helping out the organization. Sounds like a very solid cause and one that a lot of people could get behind, and hopefully we'll get some more donations here by visiting about this here today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much, sir, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.